Vav and Aleph. About the two dots, about eight, 9 lines, 10 lines up from the bottom. It's 9. They have to come up. So Misha says that we gave three scenarios where the Misha said the law is that you have to leave certain things open by get, by Ishtar Havor, and by Ishtar Mekach. Okay. My Tekan Omer Birnus and Minetan Cipher. That really, we should not allow any of this, that we should be writing anything. Because if you write the Taifis, you might come to write the Tarif, etc. But since, in order to make it easier for the Seferim to have these available, they come under pressure sometimes, it's not easy to get everything done on the time, so we're allowing this. Rebbe Lozer he domar Edom Sirakarti. Sirakarti Rebbe is the Iker is the Chasima. The truth is you could even write Abkhazal Lishma is going on to the Edom. You could really write the name of the parties involved, it'd still be kosher. The Kohen Rebbe Lozer holds a custom that Edom is Sirakarti, so the custom law is going on the tariff, on the ksiva. So now the and it would make sense that you should not write the typhus, because if you write the typhus, you're going to come to write the tariff as well. But because of the Tekanas Seferim, Chazal were matter to write the typhus, even though it's a potentially dangerous enterprise. Okay. So now, Rehuda posted Bakulun, Gaza Taifis, Otto Tarif. He doesn't make this leniency. He says, we're going to prohibit the Taifis because of the possibility of a Tarif. Now that's by get. So why by other Staris? Because the Staris, Otto gets it. Now the next step of the mission is that we have Rebbe Lozer saying that by his other stars there's no gzeira. We're not going to ask other stars because of gittin. There's no lishma by other stars, so by other stars there's no problem. Just because it's a Mexican shikra type of issue, that if you write it beforehand, okay, so Mexican shikra is not an intrinsic problem. We're not going to ask the tariff. The typhus because of the tariff, and we're not going to ask them because of gittin. But gittin oshim typhus out the tariff, gozer shtaris out the gittin loy gozer. Fine. Zok Rashi. When they cut a cipher, about 10 lines up. Because of the Tekanas Seferim, we're going to allow to write the Taifis, even though Shlal Lishma. Rebbe Lozer, he. Zad Rashi, Hodak Tanimim Neha Tekana, Hitir Lifter Taifis. We need a leniency to be mat to the Taifis, which is the Tekana. Halav Hachi. Havi Osir. So, but otherwise it would be Osir. So who was that? Rebbe Lozer, he, the boy Lishma, B'Ksiva, Midaraisa. Since the Ksiva has to be Lishma, and we're saying that's referring to the Tarif, and therefore, really, we should not allow the Tarifis either. Lo Lichtav, Kedima Osir Limitav Tarif. If we allow the Tarifis, he might write the Tarif. So why do we do that? El Mishum Tekana Sefer. In order to make it easier for the server, they should have available when he needs it. We permitted it. As long as you leave the tariff, the Tanakhama says, and we asked about other stories as well, even though within there's no din of Lishma. We were also the tariff of other shtaris, gzeirat to gittin. Rabbi Yehuda says we all everything. So Rabbi Yehuda really is garzer tayfis because of tariff, and by other shtaris, not only is the tariff of the shtaris also because of gittin, but even the tayfis of other shtaris, because the shtaris I feel the tayfis also gittin. And then Rabbi Lozer said, "Shtaris al tegitin b'tayfis loy gazer d'gzer d'gzerihi." He wasn't gazer the tayfis of other shtaris al tegitin. I understand. Rabbi Lozer holds even the tariff is mutter. This is a maksha b'kol chutz migitin noshim. Typhus is the tariff gozer. So Rabbi Lozer, you can't do anything by get. You can't even do the typhus, because your gozer is the typhus after the tariff. Oh, because he holds the Mexican shikri issue. Okay, fine.
What's the issue?
No, it was my mistake. Meager than you could write, by short shows, you could write the tariff also. Just also because of Mexican shikra. No, but starts with the gittin, the typhus of gozer, the gzer, the gzerihi. As Rashi said, the issue with the typhus. I mean, theoretically, the tariff also he's not gozer, but that's in a theoretical sense. But in a practical sense, he can't do it anyway. He's not gozer. I mean, the Gemara says he's not starts with the gittin of gozer. It's really an across-the-board statement, both Typhus and Tariff. But Rashi's saying, no, the Tariff of all the Sharas, he is Geyser Otto Gittin. The Typhus of Gittin Otto, the Tariff of Gittin, he is Geyser. But he does ask the other Sharas the Tariff because of Gittin. So, okay. We don't know that when we're learning the Gemara. The Gemara just says, starts with the Gittin like Gaza means, okay. Now, Rulazu says, Shanemar Rakasala Lishma. So the Gemara Shanemar Rakasala. Avoxi Kiksiv law, a tariff would exceed. We're coming. Rav Lozer is coming to Maz, but why he answered by the get even the typhus? Says because of law. So the Mor says, yeah, because it was going on the tariff. How is that a hesber? Why you can't write the typhus? Ela'ema mishum shenemar because of law lishma. So we added a word over here. The Mishnah says Shenemar b'kasal l'shma. He's going on the typhus, and the Mishnah's lost in what we have. It is Shenemar b'kasal l'shma. So the Mishnah says that's not going on the typhus. The Mishnah says no, since it says b'kasav law, which is going on the tariff. Therefore, you can't do the typhus because of that. So that's what the word Mishum adds in. So the more kasha the Rabbi out of Rabbi Lozer. The way we're learning that the Tanakh is also Rabbi Lozer, so we have a steer in Rabbi Lozer. So more says, trait to I leave it to Rabbi Lozer. Okay.
It seems a little odd that, I mean, why would you then record, who's the different views with the Rabbi Lozer? It's like the mission is saying, like, okay, one is really rebellious, the other one is like, okay, he's like going like, I don't know.
I don't know. Okay, now, this is all going in the approach that the Rabbi Yonason, that the whole Mishnah is Rabbi Elazar, are going in Rabbi Elazar Shita, and we're discussing the Takanas Sefer. Fine. So the Mora, Rabbi Shabsoi Omer Chizkiya. So Rabbi Shabsoi says the name. Rabbi Shabsoi says that's the name of Chizkiya Mishum Katata. The Pshat, the Mishnah of Bnei Takana, is going like Vermeir. He's the Rebbe Chassid McCarthy. We're going like Vermeir, the Holdei Chassid McCarthy, and there's no din of Ksiba Lishma. But then Udafilo Tarif Nami Lichtiv. But and really, the server could write the tariff as well. Therefore, if he hears like the neighbors having their conversation, that he's getting to the point where he presumes there's going to be a good chance that they're going to need his services. So he says, "Why not do it now? I got some time." So he can write the whole thing. But with him and the Shamele the cipher the Kasiv, she'll hear the cipher saying Ruvain then so and so as he's speaking, as he's writing, she'll hear him he's speaking it out as he writes. Visavra, and she will think Iu Kamerle that the husband told him to do it. Why will they talk about that? And that's going to cause the more fighting. So when they have to cut up, this concern about the possibility of causing more damage to the Shalom Bayis, they did not allow the tariff. That the reason why they did this was to make Gittin available quickly in case there was a possibility of a need to give the get quickly. The husband was leaving or whatever the situation might be, and we want to have the get available quickly, Gittin available quickly to protect these women. Okay, Amrilo Rabbi Meir, Amrilo Rabbi Elazar. And the pshat of Takanas Agunos could work either like Rabbi Meir or like Rabbi Elazar. Okay, how so? Amrilo Rabbi Meir, some would say that this could go like Rabbi Meir. The Amr Eidim Chassid McCarthy. Medinu Dafilo Tarif Nami Lichtev. So really, you could write the tarif. But, so now the concern over here is the other way around. We don't want to be damage the woman by making it too easy. They get into a big fight, and he gets all upset. He'll give her the get. She's stuck now in the state of divorce because we made it too easy. Really, the tariff has to be lishma, and therefore we shouldn't allow the tifus because of gzeira onto the tariff. The husband's leaving town. Well, Yashka Safra, the cipher is not available to write up a whole get for him. And he'll leave without giving her a get. She's forced to be stuck in a situation of ego. So we made it easier that the get was basically almost all written. That much will do. So, Rashi. Walking Steve law a tariff Steve 4 lines at the bottom. The Bikra treases Steve the Hanel tariff the because of law the Shema says because of the Sefer Krisus The kasa lo sefer krisus. So the krisus is that which separates between the two of them. So we have to say the two of them, and like Shmuel added, herbeteres the choladam as well. But that's the krisus. Vehi yolif Rabbi Elazar minay lemeiser toifes. Rabbi Elazar in the Mishnah is explaining why the toifes is no good, because it says you need the Shema, not on the toifes. Don't say in the wish of the word shenemar, the matzah minei yolif, that you're directly learning from that to explain why the typhus is problematic. El mishum, you write the word mishum. Klar mishum shenemar. Since it says by the b'tarif, because of the shema, because we're in the typhus, alto tarif their eyes. Kasha de Belazer, Reisha Ukamta Kribelazer. We said the Reisha de Belazer and Umacha Litiv Taifse Gitzin. Sefer Paul Gvamar Akhusi Gitzin Oshim. So we said it's a Machlokes what Rebelazer held. Zuchizki said Mishum Katata, Mimnea Tekano, the Kani Lava, Ahetera, the Taifis Koi. It's not explaining why you can write a Taifis, but rather it's explaining. Why do you have to? Why can't you write the tariff? It's called a tzakata. Remeir he loyboy ksiv lishma mitzarich shiniach malkam reyat mataris al malkam hashem is levadim mishum katata malkam hazman mishum mukta. So according to Remeir, reyatis galadim doesn't arouse any ire. And there's no din of lishma in the ksiva. So Rebbe Teres halakha lemaisa, you actually can leave. Not like Shmuel, it says you have to leave because Shmuel's going like Rebbe Elazar. Because the mayor, Rebbe Teres halakha, they can actually write, but you can't write the names because of katata. You can't write the zman because otherwise it'll be a star muktam. Really, I feel a tariff. Imashemus litiv. Really, you could write the names. Kiksiv v'kasev law. When the Torah said v'kasev law lishma, achasim is edim koi. She ikur ksiva. So that's the ikur of the ksiva. But writing the names is mutter. So, but we're afraid if we would allow that, the wife's going to hear the kiksiv. The Kokosiv, he's writing, Umaskar Shmo Yushma, and he says, as he's writing, he's speaking out the words, Ruvain, as he's writing. So she hears their names, so that's going to get, she's going to assume that her husband asked them to do it, and that's going to be not good. Then we have the last shot of Avimi said, because of Agunas. The more she's going like her mayor. Sometimes I get very angry. If it gets ready, he'll just, in a rage, just give it to her. And she'll be forced to just sit. Kishi Mugaresh is being divorced and not having it difficult to get being married, finding him, getting remarried. Other way around, it's called like Rabbi Elazar, but really the filatev is lalitav gzera mishum tarif the rice because of the gzera. But we allowed it because of the concern that the husband might be leaving town and she'll be under being mu'ugon. So in the second lashon, the lashon of mu'ugon is much more precise. And oigen is an anchor. She's chained down. She's tied down. But the first law, she's not really tied down. She's stuck with the situation of being a woman who's divorced, who's hard to find a marriage. It's much more of a borrowed terminology in that sense. Okay. Umwakam Azman, something more. That we have to leave this man. So we had before a discussion in the second parak, why were Chazal Masakin's man by get? that theoretically, you know, by shtari mecher and shtari mehalva, this man is very relevant. It's relevant to gabi shibudim, etc. In the get, intrinsically, there's not an issue of a need for a zman because our masak in it. Zemur says that kaposim katani lo yishna mina in the suin and blush mina erisin, that whether he's divorcing her after the suin or he's divorcing her after erisin, you need to leave out this man cannot be written. Now there's no intrinsic need for zman being lishma. That's not part of the krisis. So this zman has to be because of the takana. So we have to have the right date. So why is it so important? Bishum min nesuin. See if the zman by nesuin. We understand why you need zman. Ben the madam mishum basachoyse ika. Ben the madam mishum peri ika. If the concern is that he's going to write a predate the get to protect his wife, who is his niece, Morris says that's a possibility. Peri, the husband has the right to the peris, and if they wouldn't write the date, he will continue to eat the peris, and she will not be able to retrieve because she can't prove when the date of the gerushin was. Elamin erisin, but by get by erisin. There's no dinner Paris. By the Arison. The husband only gets the Paris from the time of the Nesuit. So there's no reason to misakin Zman or to be mocked to leave out, I'm writing this man by Arusa. Okay. So Rav Amram. So Rav Amram said, "Hamilsa Shemoyis Mine de Ula." I heard an answer to this point from Ula. Damar Mishum Tekanas Vlad. He answered, the reason why you need Zman by Getav and Arusa is because of Tekanas Vlad. Lo Yadana Mai Nihu. I wasn't sure what that meant. He was answering this question. This is the answer that he gave. Those are the words. And I wasn't sure what that meant. But given the Shemata Laha, once I heard the following, I understood, put the two together, and I understood what Ula meant. Laha Tanya, Harmer Kisuget La Rusosi, the Kishach Neseno Agar Sheno. Enoget, that he says the mission with their contrasts or compares that a person should write again the Shemer Yovam in case of Yibum, that should write again for his Yavama, that once he's machlis her, he's going to divorce her, it's nothing because they're not married yet. And then it said similarly, Gela Rusasi the Cheshech Nesena Argershena. Write the get now that I'll use after the Nesuin. So ain't a get. So Ula says, what's wrong with the get? By the case of Yavama, it's Tamish Labaloilam. By the case of the Rusa, she's his wife already. So basically, he's saying, I want to write again. There should be chal in the future. So that person can do that. So instead of saying a date, he says after an event. So he can do that. People will not know the whole story, and they'll see the date of the get, and they'll see that how old the child is, and they realize that the child was born after the date of the get. So that's going to create a loss on the child. So Chanam Gzeres Shem Yomer Gita Kadal Livno. So if we would allow the date on the by the get of an arusa, there's a concern that eventually he might not give the get till after the suin, and then they have a child, and people will say get the kadal livno. Sakrashi. Loishtam in Erison. Hamagarish that was sauce and sarak litvus man kosher below muktam. He cannot have an early date. So more by the suin the man dumrishu peri ika shim yitvus man the babayoim. If they write the date of the get, the date that he's writing it, but who yigar shen alachas man, he'll only eventually use it later. So in that scenario, she's going to then go to, if he took any of the payers and sold them to the Kuchais, she will collect from the Kuchais who bought it truth. In reality, they had a right to buy it, and she has no right to collect, but she's going to collect based on the date of the get payers which belong to the Kuchais. But Arusim Isla Peri. Now it said, "Loshen, does she have Peris?" So the Morris question: Mi Isla Din Peri? Does the issue of Peris come up? Hello, Eno Echo Peris Ela Mishas Tanaik Suva Veelech Shumiskay BePerkuna Kamina BeNarish Nispatsa. The Peris are connected the Tanaik Suva of Kiyev Perkuna, which only is Kal Mishas Tsuin. So more answers from the colors of Vlad. It's three holy niyaks makam sman the get a rusa. To protect the child, they required that the date should not be there. Lo yada my haihi the my Vlad yesh la rusa. Where's their Vlad by the rusa? Kim the shemato lohoy kim the shemito. So the get yashin, this goes under the gzera of get yashin, which is get with that they wrote and then they lived together afterwards. They had relations afterwards. Hashem atiz aber kishyachti sena. She'll become pregnant, and people will say, "Yemer gita kadam livno." She yusur mishenos the law, but yemer shenikta. People will assume the get was given the day it was written, and here we see the date of the get. We see the age of the child, and we say, obviously, the child was born after the gerushin. So she was born out of wedlock. So there's no psul the rice on that, but it's a pagam in the covet of the child and of the family, etc. So chenami, mastisan, our mishnah here also mishum hachi tzarich shalhaniach makim zman after tevis arusa. You can't put a date in the tevis of an arusa. Mishem yichtev the zman the babayam, because if you don't have to, he'll write that date. And that he might not use it till later. They'll say that it happened after the child was. We'll see the child, and we'll assume the child was divorced based on the mother was divorced based on the date of the get. It means the child was born out of wedlock. Pagam hula mishpacha. That's considered a pagam. Um Tosfos grapples with the problem that Lashon Eino Get sounds like it's not the Braisa, which Ul is explaining because of Gittu Kadalim and Law, is going, it said Lashon of the Braisa is Eino Get. Now, Get Yashar is not a Psalter Raisa. It's in the Rabbanon. In Bidi Yevid, the Lacha is, it's a valid get. So the loss of a get doesn't fit. So Tosfos says the Chishak to send a Gershon and a get perish because of Shem to have a get Yashin. Because they don't get Masha, they don't get Klau. But get Yashin, Miskarsha, Tinas, the Chachkila, Kedam, the Kaman Bezerik. Get Yashin, you cannot use it, but if you use it, she's allowed to get married based on it. We don't know the body they had be it. But the concert guard today, the body he could be it. So the Pasha, what you have to say means that the Chazal will not allow her to get married based on this get. They would require that this get is destroyed, and he wants a divorce. He has to give her another get. So the loss of Eno get is correct, that even though it's a Drabonon, but Chazal did not allow her to get married based on this get, because this is a much more valid concern of you get to cut them in law than your average case. The get Yashin was a case, so he wrote a get, and then they spent the night together. We don't know what they did in that night. We don't know if there was bia, but over here there was kinesi l'chupa, so we have to assume that the kinesi l'chupa was a vare bia. So over there, by get Yashin, there's a concern that she might be misaber. It's a possibility, but who said they had bia together? So over there, they said don't use the get, but if they use it, she's allowed to get married based on the get. So it's, you can't say an get, it's a get. Hariah, we're allowing you to use it. But over here, because it's vadi, there is bia, we're not going to allow her to use this get. We're going to require the husband to give her another get. So Lashon Eino Get is valid in that sense, even though it's a drabanan, we're not going to allow her to get married based on this get.
Okay, but at the same time, that she's also divorced from the original husband.
Correct.
So it is a get in that sense, correct.
But the Lashon Eino Get means that we're not going to allow her to get married based on this get.
What do you mean she's divorced from the original
husband? Sorry, what's he? We're contrasting two cases. They didn't get Yashin. Get Yashin is a couple's married. He writes her a get with intention to divorce her. And then they spend the night together. There's a possibility that they had bia. So Chazal said, I'm sorry. The next day we say, I'm sorry, don't use that get. Because maybe people are going to see the date of the get and see a child being born, and they assume the child was born outside of the marriage. If he gave her the get, we say, ma'am, you know what, fine, it's done with, it's a good get, go get married. Over here we're saying she cannot, I mean, she's allowed to use the get, lamaisa. The husband's not allowed to use the get to give it to her, but once she received the get, she's allowed to use the get to get married. But over here, we're not allowing her to use the get to get married, because over here wasn't maybe they had bia. It's vada they had bia. It was kinesa l'chupa afterwards. He wrote the get with the dates. Then they had kinesa l'chupa, and then he gave her the get based on the earlier date. So it wasn't maybe they had bia. It was vada they had bia. Kinesa l'chupa, we assume vada was bia. So over here, not only we do not allow the husband to use the get to give it to her, but if the husband gave it to her, we say, ma'am, you can't get married based on this get. So that's the law. And a get means they cannot get married based on it. Okay.
When does that's automatically that, that's a Tanai that as soon as I
not a Tanai, he didn't give it to her yet.
Okay.
She's just saying what his plan is. Amr Rabbi Zeira, Amr Rabbi Abba Bar Shila, Amr Rav Hamnuna, Saba, Amr Rav Ali Bar Abba, Amr Rabbi Amr Rav. Halacha Kribi Elazar. So we have this whole long list of names that tell me that Rav said that the halacha is like Kribi Elazar of the Mishnah, that we do not allow typhus by a get, Gzeira, or to the tariff. So Mor says, Kari Rav Alei de Rebbe Elazar, Tzuvina de Chachimi, that what Rebbe Elazar decided to do over here was, he's smart, he's the best of the Chachamim. Mor says, Afilu Bashar Shtoris Nami, that you're telling me now, Rabbi Huda said we do not allow typhus by other stories. Rabbi Huda says you do allow typhus by other stories. So we're saying we pass like Rabbi Huda by shar stories that typhus is allowed. I v'omer apapi mishmei derava hayashrata dedaini. The mikhtava mikami the sadi sahadi achasim shidayu psula. The Dayanim wrote up the language of the handpick of the shrata that the star is valid before the Adim came in and testified that that's their signatures. So we have the star. We're trying to verify the signatures. The Adim are coming and saying, yes, we signed on it. The Adim said, while we're waiting, let's write up the language, and after they testify, we'll sign on it. You can't do that because the Mexican Shikra. You're writing, we were best in hand, so-and-so came and said such and such. That's what you write. No so-and-so came and nobody didn't say such and such yet. So Mexican Shikra. So Hakinami, Mexican Shikra. So why don't we say the same problem over here, Mexican Shikra? Okay. So we should argue that writing up the typhus by Shash Doris is a problem. The Mor says, Valesa. The truth is, however, this din of Rav Papi is not true. We don't possibly.
You said you're missing the Torah, so why is this message?
But you're writing that, even though you're not saying the name, but you're writing the language that he borrowed, you're writing words of language of that something took place, which didn't take place yet.
We don't have a person, we don't have an amount, we don't have a date, you
know. Okay, I hear. The more I felt that they were still analogous. The more it says the mice of Alessa, we don't hold like our papi b'chlal. We hold it, there's no problem with the kashikra over there either. So, kabbal karma over here. How do I know? Mirab Nachman. Number of Nachman. Omer Rabbi Meir, I feel him itself by Ashra, Chasim, and Asala, Kasher. So it wasn't written the shame this woman at all, and so we allow it. And Rafael Rabbanu Pligalei Der Meir El Begidei Noshim Mishum Vinen Ksiv Lishma Al Bashar Shoris. Well, they do not argue. So now, why don't they argue? Why aren't we worried about Mexican Shikra? How do we know? Domer Vasim Rabbi Yechon Star Shalava Boy Uporo. In all kinds of a live boy, Shkarnim Khoshibudai. And we discussed this, with, right? There's a concept of Nimcha Shibura. Once a shahr has been used once, you cannot reuse it. But timer the Nimcha Shibura. Al Mishum Shikra, Lokashinan. So, I have a different problem. The shahr was written in the morning because of loan number one. That was paid back, and then they decided to redo the loan. So, you come to loan number two, this shahr was written before the loan. By definition. And we say, no, the problem is Nimcha Shibura. What do you mean? It's a Mechzika Shikra problem. Elamai, you see, that as long as the Chasim is done properly, there's not a Chashash to Mechzika Shikra. So therefore, Rav Papi's concern is not true, and therefore, Rav's statement that we hear that we pass the Gibbal Ozer by Shashtar is that it's allowed, not like your Behuda, makes sense.